Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. I am going to declare, I know this sounds strange, but I'm going to declare that this is just Pentecost week. We're going to continue to talk about the grace and the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters, this is what God gives you. He gives you so that you can follow Him. He equips you so that you can know the joy of being His disciple, where you can reach out and actually save the lives of others. Really, this is not hyperbole. This is the reality. What God wants for you is so much greater than you can imagine. So let's listen to some of that in this week and to ask the Lord, keep asking the Lord, show me what you want of me. Show me how you want me to use the gifts you've given me. Sometimes it can be right in your own home. Your home is an essential part of the kingdom. God will equip you with everything you need to live the gospel. Sometimes it takes courage, but He will give it to you. Yesterday, during the Pentecost liturgy, we prayed this sequence, and I want to pray it at the beginning of this week and the beginning of this program, one of the ancient prayers of the church, something that's been preserved and retained down to the present day. Come, Holy Spirit, come, and from your celestial home shed a ray of light divine. So we want to open ourselves to that ray of light. Remember, this goes back to the early church. Come, Father of the poor. Come, source of all our store. In other words, you're the source of everything we have. Come, within our bosoms shine. You of comforters the best, you the soul's most welcome guest. Sweet refreshment here below. In our labor, you are rest most sweet, grateful coolness in the heat, solace in the midst of woe. O most blessed light divine, shine within these hearts of yours and our inmost being fill. Where you are not, we have not. We have nothing where you are not. Where you are not, we have not. Nothing good in deed or thought, nothing free from taint of ill. Heal our wounds, our strength renew, on our dryness pour your dew. Wash the sins, wash the stains of guilt away. Bend the stubborn heart and will. That's me. I love this. Melt the frozen, warm the chill. Guide the steps that go astray. All of these are in us at different times, and we're asking the Holy Spirit to come to deliver us from those things that keep us back from growing in faith. On the faithful who adore and confess you evermore in your sevenfold gift descend. Holy Spirit, in your sevenfold gift descend, wisdom, understanding, counsel, fortitude, knowledge, piety, fear the Lord. We're going to talk about those gifts this week. In your sevenfold gift descend, give them virtues, sure reward. Give them your salvation, Lord. Give them joys that never end. Amen. Alleluia. Learn that prayer. Learn that hymn. At least the words of it. Learn that hymn. Pray it often, especially during this week. Pray it. Pray it a lot. Watch how God, when you open your heart to God that way, how near He comes. And it's always very quiet, very still. It's almost a whisper. But if you pray this, your heart will be attentive. Even when you go about all your work, your heart will be attentive. And He will equip you and show you the way that He wants you to go. The first reading for today is from the book of Sirach, Chapter 17, verses 20 to 24. To the penitent, God provides a way back. He encourages those who are losing hope and has chosen for them the lot of truth. Return to Him and give up sin. Pray to the Lord. Make your offenses few. is this simple down-home wisdom. This is coming from the book of Sirach. Turn again to the Most High and away from your sin. Hate intensely what God loathes and know the justice and judgments of God. Stand firm in the way set before you in prayer to the Most High God. Who in the netherworld can glorify the Most High in place of the living who offer their praise? Dwell no longer in the error of the ungodly. Brothers and sisters, don't use this world's models as your model. Don't hold what the world holds up. Don't immediately say yes, yes, yes and jump on the bandwagon. Ask them, does this glorify God? Dwell no longer in the error of the ungodly, but offer your praise before death. No more can the dead give praise than those who have never lived. You who are alive and well shall praise and glorify God for his mercy. How great the mercy of the Lord, his forgiveness of those who return to him. Do you need to turn back from the way you're on? Do you need to return to him? He will welcome you with open arms. He will forgive you your sin. And he will equip you. Why wait? It's a fallacy that if I just keep doing this thing, I'm going to feel happy. If the thing is opposed to God's law, you will never be happy. Sorry. Momentary fleeting pleasure, maybe. But you'll never be happy. Choose God. Choose the ways of God. Turn away from sin. Let the just exalt and rejoice in the Lord. Read Psalm 32. Let the just exalt and rejoice in the Lord. The last verse that's for this reading is, you are my shelter. From distress you will preserve me. With glad cries of freedom you will ring me round. In other words, put your trust in him, even when you're in distress, even when there's great stress on you, even though the deep waters overflow. If you make God your shelter, from distress he will preserve you. With glad cries of freedom, you will ring me round. True freedom, the freedom that's found in God. Mark chapter 10, verses 17 to 27. As Jesus was setting out on a journey, a man ran up, knelt down before him and asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" This is the critical question for you who are listening today. Have you honestly asked God that question? What must I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus answered him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not kill. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. You shall not defraud. Honor your father and your mother." Do you observe the commandments? If you don't, start there. Repent there. It will open you to a relationship with God, but God will not inhabit when we're in deep sin. He prays for us that we will turn around. You want the Holy Spirit living in you. Mortal sin blots out his image. It will return with forgiveness. But you do not want to be walking around in darkness. You make very stupid decisions. You're blind spiritually and you can't see it. You want to look at the Ten Commandments and say, where am I blotting out the life of Christ in my life? This is real. That's not just an image. It's real. You know the commandments. You shall not kill. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. You shall not defraud. Honor your father and your mother. And he replied and said to him, "Teacher, all of these I have observed from my youth." What a marvelous, upright man that he could declare that. And God would know if he was lying. And Jesus, looking at him, loved him. He knew. Yes, he was observing the commandments. And he said to him, "You are lacking in one thing. In other words, he was now calling him, because he was obedient to the commandments, the Lord was now calling him closer to himself as a particular companion. And he says to him, you are lacking in one thing. Go, sell what you have, give it to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me. And at that statement, the young man's face fell, and he went away sad, for he had many possessions. See, here was a young man who was obedient to God. How beautiful! And Jesus says to him, there's only one thing lacking. He's looked at him and he loves him. And that man, on that basis, could have eternal life. But Jesus said, there's one thing more. You're lacking in only one thing. Go the rest of the way. Give me everything. Not just what is God's due, but give me everything. Sell what you have, give it to the poor, and come follow me, and you will have treasure in heaven. Now it says the young man's face fell. Why? Because he had many possessions. So he was observing the commandments, but he was still attached. He wanted what he wanted. He wanted these things that gave him pleasure and joy. How much pleasure and joy do you have in your possessions? There's a rightful joy, but there's a joy also, or a pleasure that can consume you, where after a while, the only thing that matters are your possessions. The possessions begin to possess you rather than God. That's the path. We can thank God for the things he gives. We can treasure them and use them wisely. But what is first in my heart? Would I be willing to give up everything for God? That's what tests your love. You are lacking in one thing. Go sell what you have, give to the poor. You will have treasure in heaven, and then come, follow me. At that statement, his face fell, and he went away sad, for he had many possessions. I've often wondered if he pondered that and came back to the Lord and said, you can have everything. I want to follow you. We can do that. We can have that kind of discipleship no matter what state in life we live. Those of you who are married, your possessions don't need to consume you. You need them to provide for your family, provide for your children, your grandchildren, of course. But do they consume you? Would you give them up if God asks something else of you? How free are you? Jesus looked around and said to his disciples how hard it is for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God. The disciples were amazed at his words. So Jesus again said to them, children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of God. And they were exceedingly astonished and said among themselves, then who could be saved? Jesus looked at them and said, for men it is impossible, but not for God. All things are possible for God. You can have treasure, you can have possessions, but do they possess you, or does God possess you? That's the key question. May God bless you. I want to offer you a free booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold. It can be received by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. If you'd like a copy of my CD, Captured by Mercy, which is on forgiveness, you can access that by going to our website, renewalministries.net.